This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to On the Air with Brett and Claire.
I'm Brett.
And I'm Claire. And against all odds, we are back for the second week in a row. It's been a long time since this has happened.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It feels rushed. Like, to do it so quick, like back to back, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, we've just been obviously kind of all over the place with our upload schedule. But here we are. Back at it again with a new episode, and no promises on how this is going to go. It was going to be about spring cleaning, as I think we mentioned last week, but it just didn't feel right to talk about that today. So maybe we'll still do a spring cleaning episode, but for now, we're just going completely off the rails.
I think it's because we haven't done like any spring cleaning yet at all. Like, we're not really in the mood to even do it, you know?
Yeah, I've been feeling terrible, like, with PCOS stuff. We've both just been, like, in a rough mental state.
I've been, like, severely dehydrated, which is my own doing, but I've been, like, the last 2 days drinking more water than I've had in a while, and, like, everything in my body is starting to work better, but before this, I've been feeling terrible.
Yeah, it's amazing what water can do.
If my mom's listening, she knows what I'm talking about. You just, like, don't think about drinking water, and you just will go all day, and you're like, oh, I've not had any water yet, so I just don't think about it.
Yeah, I could not understand that, like, any less. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. I'm always drinking water. But yeah, so proud of you for drinking some water.
Yeah, you've only told me a million times that that's my problem.
Yeah, and it's really amazing. What can happen when you just drink some water. So there's your reminder to go drink water. Everyone listening, if you haven't done so.
Treat yourself today. Like a plant or whatever the memes say nowadays.
I'm not familiar with that one. But yeah, so we're just going kind of like off the books, and we're just going to talk about life stuff that like maybe somebody out there can relate to. But if not, you can just get a look into our lives a little bit more. So yeah, I guess we'll start with our life update. I've just been doing school, the usual, and
I feel like you're killing it.
Yeah, I'm doing good in school, doing well. Yeah, I'm just chugging along. I'm like halfway through this term now, so it's going by fast. Honestly, but I still have a long way to go, so.
Yeah. I'm just working still, trying to figure it out. I don't know. I'm kind of in a rut right now. I don't really know what to think or where to go, and I'm just trying to roll with it and not freak out too much, you know?
Yeah, we'll get into all that. That's kind of going to be what the episode's, like, about, really. It's just, like, you know, choosing the life path that you want to go down, I guess. But Yeah, as far as our life goes, you've just been working. I've been doing school. We did hang out with your dad all day on Saturday, and that was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. And that's like the most exciting thing we've done in a long time, to be honest.
It was just like a carefree day. Like, we just did what we had to do, and there was no like rush about it. It was nice.
Yeah, it was fun.
I don't know. We went and saw, like, my niece play soccer, and that was really fun. Or our niece, not my niece. Both of our niece.
Yeah, she's, like, your blood-related
Yeah,
niece.
But I don't know. They were adorable. Like, if you haven't had a chance to go watch, like, really young kids play a sport, do it. Because it's really fun to see them just, like, figure out what's even happening. It's entertaining.
Maybe, like, don't go if you don't know any of them, though, because that's honestly kind of weird. But
I just mean, like, if you have someone you could go see, like, don't just show up. That would be odd.
Yeah, that would be very strange. But, no, it was so funny and so cute. Yeah, I feel like under, like, 7 years old is when things like that are really cute. Because she's not my niece, my cousin, I guess, like, her dance recitals when she was really young. Like, I always love going to those because they're all just so cute up there.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. It's just entertaining, and it kind of reminds you, like, how simple things can be. It doesn't have to be so serious all the time.
Yeah, and then you get older. Like, my other cousin, he is, like, an adult now. And watching his football games, it's like, okay, it's actually serious now. Like, it can't just be fun. And
yeah, people act like it's life or death.
Yeah. And I like sports when, like, everyone's having fun and, like, it's just a good time, you know. It's not, like, so serious and competitive, although that can be fun too, I guess. I don't
like
know
it to
it's
be
just crazy, like, how you do
competitive sports.
Yeah, you do like it to be competitive.
Yeah, why wouldn't
I don't know. It's just, like, cute when they're younger and, like,
I mean, yeah, it's just,
no,
like,
real,
not so serious.
Yeah.
But, like, when you're an adult, I feel like competitive sports, like, that's one of the main points of it.
I mean, yeah. I guess it'd be weird if adults were just, like,
it's just casual sports on, like, casual NFL. That wouldn't go well, I feel like.
I don't know. I don't really like sports in general, so I don't know. Just,
yeah,
it doesn't matter, I guess. But, yeah, so that was our weekend.
Yeah, we didn't really do anything on Sunday. We just rested.
Yeah, we did literally nothing. We played Fortnite a lot, and that's really it. So there's our life update. I know that was super interesting for everyone. Hope you're enjoying this episode so far, but it's probably about to take a negative turn. So I think we should say a few things that are bringing us joy lately, or just, like, positive things
that we have to hold on to.
Yeah, like, before we take a negative turn.
You go first. I gotta think.
Okay, so one of mine is, like, really simple, but the New York Times games, like, the app on my phone, it has Wordle.
The crap out of those.
Well, I play it every day because it's, like, a daily, like, there's Wordle and then the Connections one. And then, like, the crossword puzzle one. I mean, not the crossword puzzle. That is part of it, but that's not what I'm talking about. It's, like, a word search. So those three, like, they update daily. So I do all of those in the morning. And then they release the crossword at, like, 9 p.m. most days. And I usually finish the crossword before I go to bed, which I probably shouldn't be on my phone that late. It's probably not contributing to...
Yeah,
like, good sleep.
Having screens going that late at night is not good.
Yeah, but I look forward to it every single day. So, yeah, that's one thing that brings me a lot of joy.
Yeah. My turn?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like my fruits.
Yeah, that's
I feel like I've used this one before for something, but I love fruits that are, like, ice cold out of the fridge. They're just so good, and it's calming, and I enjoy my fruit time.
Yeah, you eat a lot of fruit.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm trying to think of something else that, like, sparks joy. Honestly, being outside, as much as, like, I feel like I would never say that because I kind of hate outside and sun and hot, but I don't know. It's been kind of nice to, like, be outside more.
Yeah, I agree with that one. Like, when we were watching our niece play soccer, the sun was, like, on us, but it wasn't, like, super hot, and I was, like, enjoying it. I felt like my body needed sun, like, direct sun exposure.
Yeah, it definitely, like, gives you energy, I feel like. And today I went on a long walk around our apartment complex for no other reason other than our building is laid out so weird, and I still don't even understand how to get to a lot of places in the building.
It's a triangle.
Yeah, it just, like, doesn't make sense to me because there's, like, outside is not the ground floor on some sides of the building, and it just, I don't get it. Like, it literally is,
it's
never
just on a hill
sense.
And the back of the building doesn't have a first floor.
Yeah, it's just really confusing. So I walked for so long around the building trying to get to the stupid mailbox, and because I went, like, a different way from the way that I know how to go. And anyway, I was outside for a long time. But when I came back inside, I was like, wow, it was kind of nice to be outside, even though that was, like, a terrible excursion, but still.
Yeah, I prefer planned outside times, you know?
Yeah, like, when we played volleyball, that's been fun. It's almost getting to a point where it's too hot to even do that, though, which is...
I don't think it's quite that hot. We just haven't had time.
It's going to be 90 tomorrow, and that's past my threshold for my heat tolerance.
Today was hot, whenever I... got outside and, like, from, like, after being off, whenever I went to lunch though and sat in the car, it did not feel that hot. But whenever I was off, like, not even that much longer or that much after, it was, like, unbearably hot already.
I don't know. So looking forward to swimming though when the temperatures do get, like, tomorrow kind of hot, like 90s. And that's... Oh, also getting my nails done, I guess. Like, is it financially responsible? No. Do I really care that much right now? Also, no, because it brings me a lot of joy. And I'm going to have to stop getting my nails done because it's expensive. But for the time being, I'm enjoying it. And I love them. And it brings me joy. And I don't care what people have to say about it.
Yeah, I don't really have anything like that. Because, like, haircuts are nice, but it's not, like, that big a deal.
Yeah.
Like, I can
go
without
a haircut. You don't have any other thing that sparks joy right now?
I don't know. I kind of like if I can wake up at, like, 4 a.m. and it's quiet and there's no one up yet in the whole building. And I, like, take the dogs out and there's just, like, there's nothing and it's, like, super quiet. I kind of like that.
Interesting. That would
It's just like peaceful and like it doesn't feel stressful yet.
Yeah.
Because like I'm up before everyone else, so it's like, oh, I beat everyone. I'm just chilling, waiting for the day to start.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't like that feeling. I feel like alone in this world.
I don't feel alone. Like
I do whenever I'm up like that.
It's just not. Like, it's not like they're in my space. Like, I don't have to deal with it, but, like, I don't know. I just like the quietness of it.
Interesting.
Kind of like in New York City. I love the mornings when I'd get up and take the dogs and no one would be out, you know?
It still feels like you're surrounded by more people, though. Like, here, it's scary outside, honestly.
Yeah, I don't understand how it's scarier here than in New York City, but it really is.
Yeah. Which I guess that kind of leads us into our episode. So now that we've done our positive things that y'all should try to come up with your own, or highly recommend playing the New York Times games and going outside and eating fruit. I don't know that I would recommend getting your nails done if you're not into that or waking up at 4 a.m. But those are just personal to us at this time. But yeah, so I just feel like we're... in such a weird place right now, like with your job, which you'll obviously talk about in a second, but also just like the decision to move back to Texas and not really being content with that decision and just like where we're gonna go from here, like physical location wise, but also job wise. And like, are you gonna get in school too? You know, like, do we want to move back to the Northeast? Do we want to move somewhere else in Texas? Or, well, those are really the only two options, is like Northeast or somewhere else in Texas, honestly.
In my head, I was thinking like move to Alabama. I don't know why though.
Could not catch me in Alabama. Yeah, I would not live there. Way too many tornadoes, and just like that's not my type of state. I know that for a fact. But yeah, and also, I mean, those are the main things, I guess, just like our life path overall, like where we want to be, what we want to be doing, and just like really trying to figure out what is important right now. So we're just going to talk about like where our heads are at with that. And maybe some of y'all are going through a similar situation right now. Maybe not. But yeah, we'll just talk about what we're thinking, what we're feeling, and I guess anything else that comes up, we'll talk about that too. But again, this is just completely like unscripted, I guess. Like, usually we have a general plan for our episodes, and this one, there really isn't one. So we'll see how this goes.
Let's go for it.
Well, for me personally, like, I'm pretty set on getting my degree, and I've thought about law school. I don't know if I've said that on the podcast. I feel like maybe I have.
I think you have.
Okay. So, like, I'm still thinking of that, and, like, that seems great, but also it would be, like, 5-6 years before I'd be able to actually practice law, and that would put me at 33 years old, which is insane to think about. So, I don't know, but it is still, like, my path right now. So the main things I'm confident in are that I want to get out of Texas and definitely out of Dallas. Like, I do not like Dallas. I completely regret the decision to move to Dallas. Like, it was a horrible move on our part, and I can't wait to get out, and I can't wait to finish my bachelor's degree. So those are the two things that I'm certain of at this moment.
Yeah, I don't want to be in Texas either. That is a big one. I just, like, don't really know where to be. I just feel like it feels weird to not feel like I know where I want to be at, like just physically, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't know where I really want to be, ultimately. But also, I don't really even know where I want to be, like, in a job, or, like, I don't know what's going on. I feel like things were so certain before, and then it's like all of a sudden it's not clear anymore, like, to me what to do.
Yeah, I feel like we feel very untethered, but also like the most tethered I've felt in a long time, because it's like we're kind of just floating, like we don't really know what we want to do, but we also don't have the financial freedom that we had before to just kind of be able to like go and do whatever and figure it out. So it's kind of a weird spot.
Yeah. Like, overall, like, when I think about what's going on right now, it feels like when we first started dating, got married, all that, like, we started at, like, I guess base level, right? And it's like we, like, lifestyle, everything went up, like, pretty quickly. And then it felt like we were on, like, this trajectory of, like, okay, we've got it figured out. We're doing the right things. We're just going to, like, keep growing. But, like, I feel like that's not how it works, you know, like, and I kind of have tricked myself into thinking that. It's like we got to do really cool things and experience lots of things, but I don't know, like, all the stuff that went down, like going to New York City and like even just the brain cancer stuff, I think that like shocked us into, not really shocked us, but it like showed us we needed to reconnect with ourselves, if that makes sense, before we move forward. So it's like you have to take a couple steps backwards to keep going forward sometimes. But like it still feels not, I don't know what the next steps are yet, but I feel like that's where we're at, kind of.
Yeah, and I mean, we're still growing. We're just not growing in like a financial sense. Like our bank account is shrinking, not it's growing.
The opposite of growing.
Yeah, but like emotionally, I feel like I'm growing. Like, I feel like I grew so much in New York. I feel like I'm growing just by being in school again and getting a clearer vision of what I want to do, like, career-wise.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, we're reconnecting with who we are, like, deep down. And, like, at least with me, like, I really felt like I compromised a lot of who I was to, like, chase things I thought were important. But I learned, like, they're not. Like, you need them, but, like, they're not number one priority, you know? Like, you can't just give up or, like, push everything to the side to go after, like, money or what you call success, you know? Like, it's got to be, you still have to be yourself and, like, who you really are. You can't just lose sight of it.
Yeah, which brings us to, like, the biggest dilemma I feel like right now is, like, do you go after a job that you could make a lot of money at and you've been treated well at in the past, but, like, recently you haven't been treated well, just to be able to make money for the future so we can kind of do what we just did again but in a better way and, like, do something like that? Or do you stay at a current job making not enough money to really cover the bills with not a ton of room for growth, at least not in the immediate future, but it's a new industry and you can, like, try out something new and
basically a new path forward, but, like, there is potential, it's just not known, whereas the it's like they're both risk, both options are a risk. But one you know and you've been successful in before, but the other one is new, but it might be more rewarding eventually than the old opportunity that you know. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's how it feels to me right now. But, like, it's just not very, I don't know, it's such a hard dilemma.
Yeah, and it's like, what do you do in that situation, you know?
I know, I wish there were clear answers for some of these things, but I just think that, I don't know, I'm trying to think in terms of, like, what's long-term and what is short-term, because sometimes, like, you do have to do things in the short-term to gain, even over the long-term, like in terms of situating yourself or, you know, accomplishing something that has to get out of the way, or, you know what I mean? Like, there's reasons to do both things.
Yeah, it's also just hard because we don't necessarily know what our long-term goals are, other than, like I said, like, I want to be out of Texas, preferably, at least out of Dallas, really by September when our lease is up, and I want to finish my degree and then hopefully go to law school. Like, that's my long-term goals. So it's like, what steps do we take now to make those things happen? Not just for my goals, obviously, yeah. But...
No, I feel like my thinking a little bit is, like, kind of financially situate ourselves again, and then, like, we went to New York City after being financially stable, right? And it's like, then we undid all the financial stability,
which a lot of that came from moving back to Texas, just so everyone knows. Like, it wasn't even really from our move, it was the move back that really set us back.
But, like, I feel like if we get financially stable somewhat again, it doesn't have to be how it was, but it can be, you know, a new form of that. But, like, then we jump more towards, like, a possible new future where we, like, are doing other stuff, and, like, we kind of jump into that quicker rather than, like, enjoy, like, we enjoyed New York City, but we kind of, like, set other things aside that we could have done more to do, like, to change our lives, you know. I think we have to just, like, jump to the next thing. There is no, like, in between where you kind of just enjoy it like that, like it's a vacation.
Yeah, well, I think a big thing is that we didn't even give ourselves the chance to, like, fully succeed in New York, because, like, we had kind of an arbitrary timeline in our heads of, like, when we really needed to, like, buckle down in New York and, like, work and make money and do the normal things that everybody has to do. And when we reached that timeline, it was kind of like, okay, well, now it's scary here, so let's move back to Texas because we don't know, like, the state of the world, because it just felt scary.
Yeah, I feel like it was partly, like, we were really scared, but also there was probably part of it that was like, it's like it was intimidating to make it work there. And so like that also helped like
I don't feel buffer that way.
I mean, I don't feel like that 100%. Like I mostly was scared, but I do, I don't know, something like subconsciously, I feel like maybe I was doing that a little bit, you know, like I was scared to like really fully go out of the comfort zone. Cause it's like moving there was out of the comfort zone, but like being there with no like real funds and like having to really work there and earn everything, you know, make it work. Like that's a totally new like level of that. I think maybe I was scared a little bit.
Yeah, I wasn't. So I really can't relate, but.
Yeah, I mean, I just like have kind of realized that in retrospect. Like, I think I was like really scared of that too. But like, we're doing that here now and I'm like, why was I so scared, you know?
It's just a weird feeling to be in Texas and it not feel like home and home anymore.
Yeah, I don't feel at home.
Yeah, I feel like very unsettled. I felt way more comfortable in New York. I felt way happier in New York, which this isn't going to turn into a whole like I love New York episode, but it is like obviously a big part of what we're feeling right now and just like been feeling since we got back. I think
I didn't feel comfortable in New York. Like I was very uncomfortable, but moving back, it's like I realized that you can't put the genie back in the bottle. Like I'm not going to be settled till I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing in life or like living the certain way I need to be living.
Yeah. And when I like say move, I don't have even necessarily mean move back to New York because I don't know, maybe there's a reason it didn't work out. I don't really think so. I feel like I would probably thrive again if I was in New York, but I just want to be somewhere at least near it or just in the Northeast in general, like near Boston or New York or just any type of like bigger city up there, because that's where I belong.
And it's a fun adventure to like, yeah, I love that area of you know the United States, but also just like the adventure of being away and it's like just us. There was something like so exciting about that, and it's like way different. Like we're on our own here making our way, but like it's not the same when you're like all the way across the country, you know, like it just felt different.
Yeah. And also everyone came to visit us. So it wasn't like we were, I mean, other than my mom, she did not come to visit us, but I don't know. It's like, if you live somewhere exciting, people are going to want to come visit you because it's a fun place to see regardless of if you're there or not.
Yeah. And I feel like New York City is like a destination for like people all around the world. That's why it was super exciting too, is it's like New York City is like the pinnacle or like a representation of some like achievement, you know, on its own, just to go there and visit it.
Yeah, I love it. We all know I miss it every waking moment of my life, but yeah, so it's just like, okay, so what are we gonna do to get back to that place of like being able to go and do things like that? Like it's just, it's hard to know. And I feel like right now everything is so expensive. Like most people are not like excelling financially, like, you know, getting bills paid, whatever, but there's not like an excess of money to like go and travel or do whatever they want to go do. And so I feel like it's frustrating for everybody right now because it's like nobody wants to be doing the things that we're all doing for like little return. Like the only thing you're gaining is to be able to pay your bills. Like that's like, it'll drive anybody crazy.
I've been like so resentful at that exact issue for so long, even though like my first big job like really spoiled us in a lot of ways, but I think it kind of like wrecked my perspective even more because of how much money I was able to make and like just that understanding of like how like the work it took to get the money. But then like you go into other jobs or other things and you look, or like you just start noticing like the amount of work you're putting in can be more than you put in when you made a lot of money, and you're like, how is the return not the same? Like it's frustrating. And then like even the money you are making, like it just isn't enough. Like, so what are you supposed to do? You know, how many extra jobs or like things can you do?
Yeah, which is why I think you need to go back to school also and finish your degree, because you're so close and it really does open up so many doors like to get you on a track that you're actually interested in and not just like doing something for the sake of doing it to make money. Like you got to have a greater purpose as to why you're doing things. But I also feel like we kind of got astronaut syndrome or whatever, as
I don't know what that is.
This one podcast talks about, but it's like when astronauts, like they go to the moon and then they come back to Earth and it's like, okay, well, what do I do now? I literally, you know, went to space or whatever. Like there's not many greater accomplishments.
The greatest thing we've ever done.
Yeah. And I don't think that we did the greatest thing that we could ever do, but I do feel like it's the greatest thing that I've personally done in my life so far. So it's hard to like do that and then come back here and be in a just a worse situation than we were in before and be like, okay, so what now? Like this was just a terrible mistake and now I don't know where to go from here. Like moving back, I mean, not moving to New York.
Yeah. I don't feel like anything is like a mistake necessarily. I just feel like, I don't know, maybe it's just the way, like, we learn lessons because we run into walls, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you don't 100%. Just learn a lesson if there's no consequence.
No, I would have always thought, like, yeah, Texas is home, and, you know, it's a good option if, you know, it doesn't work out here, and now I'm like, no, that's not the case.
Yeah, it's just a weird feeling, but... Yeah, I don't know. Overall, it's like I do feel like a little, I don't know, I don't want to say lost, but like I feel like just really don't know where things are going.
I think it's okay to be like aimless. Like I feel like a lot of people are feeling that way. Maybe not, but I'm pretty sure a lot of people are.
I mean, I feel like people have to be like, I don't know. I keep seeing content on YouTube or just on social media like, that people are struggling, like credit card debt's at an all-time high. Like, obviously people aren't able to make ends meet. And it's just not, I don't know, it's just a weird time to kind of be going through this. But I guess it's, I don't know, it's a good time to also learn these things. You know, I feel like these life lessons are very important. So I'm trying not to, like, beat myself up and act like I could have avoided this or we could have avoided this by making all the right decisions, because I don't know, I keep thinking like when we did make all the right decisions before, like we were so miserably bored, you know, like, so it's like you have to take chances and you have to like live life. You can't just keep hiding money away and doing all the right things, or like it just doesn't work. And so it's kind of frustrating though now to like, what is the balance exactly, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have traded the experience of moving to New York for all the money in the world, literally. Like, it was invaluable to me and, like, literally the greatest time of my life so far.
Yeah, I mean, me too. It's like, I almost can't believe that we did that. I never in my life growing up thought, I'm gonna live in New York City. I just thought, like, oh, that's just for, like, TV shows and movies. Like, rich people or whatever.
I mean, I wanted to my whole life, but I was like, how is this ever going to be a reality?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't give ourselves enough credit, I don't think. Like, I definitely don't give myself enough credit for things. But, like, you'll remind me of things we've done. And it, I don't know, it kind of just, like, I don't believe it sometimes. Like, it does not seem like how it sounds when you tell me things we've done. Does that make sense? Like, it just seems like, oh, it's not. Like, it wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, I get that.
So, I don't know. I'm trying to, like, put everything into perspective. I'm trying to, like, reconnect with who I am and, like, what I believe in. And I don't know. I still don't have all the answers right now. Which I know I won't have all the answers, but I don't have hardly any answers at all right now, it feels like.
Well, I think we have a long-term goal, and that's good. And I don't know. I feel like you're feeling more ready to go back to school and like start trying to work towards a career that you're going to be happy in, and that's more fulfilling.
And I feel like more justified in my head why I would go back.
Yeah, so I feel like that's a good start right there. It's just, I think it's just hard to feel like you're starting over, especially like I'm about to be 27 and so are you, but longer, like you have longer as a 26-year-old than I do, and yep. So it's like, all right, like now is really the time to figure it out. Even though I know we're still young in the scheme of things, it just is starting to feel like we're not anymore. It's like...
Yeah, I feel old.
Yeah, but we're not. Like, we have time, but it is the time to start, like, building what we really want to do. So I think we're just trying to do that now and, like, take advantage of any opportunities that we do have.
Yeah, I think it's also just weird because, like, we did in about 5 years, like, what people spend a long time doing. Or, like, they wait until, like, their 30s or 40s to start doing. Like, we did it all earlier, which is, like, that's just our personalities, I think. But I don't know. It's, like, I don't know many people who started so early that, like, they hit this point in life this quick. You know what I mean? It just feels like a midlife crisis, like, before we're even 30.
Which I don't think is a bad thing. I think it's, like, cool, we get this out of the way early, and we can figure out what we want to do and where we want to be. And then, like, by the time we're 40, we're going to be chilling, you know?
And I just, like don't even believe in, like, ever chilling. You know what I mean? Like, I just think life is what it is. Like, if you're chilling, I just feel like you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
I just mean in the sense that, like, we'll be doing what we are supposed to be doing.
Like, we won't be freaking, like, out about everything.
It. Yes.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Sorry, I just thought I heard it different. But no, yeah, I agree. Like, it's just weird. I feel like we're so old sometimes, but we're not.
Yeah, we're literally not. But anyway, the moral of this episode is, if you're feeling aimless or lost in any way, you're not alone in that, and we're all going to be okay. It's just a rough patch, and maybe you're not in a rough patch. Maybe you're having your New York City moment, and I'd say I'm happy for you, but deep down, I'm really not, to be honest.
I want to be happy for you, and I kind of am, but it's just, like, really hard right now with everything going on. But I don't know. I'll be happy for you, even if it's, like, we're in a bad time and you're in a good time, because people have definitely been happy for us while we're in our good time and they're in their bad time, so.
Yeah, I'm happy for everyone that isn't moving to New York right now. Like, if you're fulfilling your dreams, but you're not moving to New York, like, then I am happy for you. But if you are, like, if New York is your dream too, and you're moving there right now, then I'm just jealous and bitter about it. But ultimately, like, yeah, that's amazing that you're achieving your goals. It's just annoying that we're not there too.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to enjoy where we're at now. Just really hard.
Yeah, I mean, I've been having a terrible time with it.
Yeah, you've been having, like, an impossible time with it. Like, you really don't want to be here.
No, and I don't have a car, and that...
Yeah, you're, like, trapped.
...is literally, like, the worst feeling ever. So...
Yeah. Yeah, it's a rough time. And, like, even though I'm the one with the car, I still feel trapped in a lot of ways.
I mean, yeah, it's just different versions of trapped, but yeah. I'm, like, actually trapped, so...
Yeah, you're physically trapped, and I am mentally trapped. I don't know. We've also been watching the show Severance, and it's making me, like, way overthink, like, yeah, everything about work-life balance. Because that show was, like, it kind of broke my brain a little bit, like, even trying to understand some of it. But then once I got it, I'm just like, ugh, like, it's too real.
Okay, well, you're not severed, and you're not trapped in your office. Like, you could literally walk out the door at any time.
Just the idea of it all, like, really got me down.
Well, that's not good. I guess don't watch Severance if you're... I mean, I was fine.
I mean, it's a good show. It just, like... I think it's just where I'm at right now.
Yeah, anyway. I hope y'all enjoyed this rant somewhat. I don't really know what else to say. It just... It is what it is, and we just want to let y'all know, like, where we're at. And hopefully this shed some light on why we haven't been super enthusiastic and inspired about podcasting, because it's like, what do we talk about when this is what we're thinking about all the time? And Yeah, it's just been a rough 8 months.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe we can talk about these things, but like, I don't, just be more real about it and maybe talk about how we're working through it and not just like sit in the bad stuff, you know? Because like, yeah, everyone goes through this stuff. It's just like, how do you move forward and still grow or change, like, regardless? Or sometimes you just have to adapt. You don't even necessarily get out of something. You just like accept it and move on.
I'm not accepting this current state of being.
I'm not saying we have to accept and move on. I'm just saying, like, some things you do just accept and move on, you know? Like, not this thing, though.
I don't know. I don't think you have to accept anything and move on. I think if you want to change something, you can change it. It just might take time and, like, a lot of effort.
Yeah. I just mean, like, if it's, like, there's, like, a tragedy or something, like, you can't undo what had already happened. Like, and you are like, you're dealing with stuff from that. Like, you sometimes have to.
But you can grow from it and move on. You don't have to, like, stay stuck in the emotion forever.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
All right. I agree with you now.
Okay. Good. But yeah, I think that's really it for this week. I will be playing my crossword to cope with the stress and misery.
I'll be stress eating fruit, I guess.
Sounds like a plan.
Maybe not stress eating, but I'll be enjoying my fruit.
Yeah. So yeah, I hope y'all find your crossword or your fruit today and that you have a better day or week than we're having. Maybe we will do spring cleaning next week just to throw in some joy about how to get your life in order, because Lord knows we need it also.
Amen.
Yeah. But follow us on Instagram at On the Air with Brett and Claire. I have not posted in there in a long time. We already talked about this rebrand thing. I'm not going to talk about it again, I guess. It'll happen when it happens. But yeah, you can follow us on Instagram. Send us a DM if there's something you want us to talk about. If you have any tips for just like this weird phase of life. If you need someone to talk to because you're also in this weird phase of life, send us a DM. And you can follow us or subscribe to our YouTube channel at On the Air with Brett and Claire. I have a feeling we'll be back on YouTube in the next couple of weeks. It's just been rough. Like, as y'all know, like, health-wise, life-wise, job-wise, mental health-wise, like, it's all just been, like, in a really rough state lately. So
yeah, I have not been camera ready.
Yeah, me either. I'm really struggling. So yeah, but hopefully in the next couple weeks we'll be back on YouTube, so you can subscribe to our channel there. That way you will see us pop up if we do a YouTube episode. And
I want to say thank you to everyone who does listen, or who's like their first time maybe, or they've downloaded it, whatever. Because, like, we've hit 5,000 downloads, and
woo!
I never even imagined we'd have that many downloads, so
that's pretty cool. Yeah, that was a super exciting, like, milestone, I guess.
Yeah, I just, it's kind of wild.
Yeah, because in New York, like, we hit 3,000, and now we're at 5,000, and it's pretty amazing we've hit that number without even uploading consistently in the past, like, 8 months at all. So thanks to those who have stuck around, or yeah, who are just joining us. And shout out to everybody in Germany, because that's where a lot of our listeners are.
It still does not make any sense to me, but if you are German listening to this, DM or whatever, just so we can understand why you're even listening. I would love to know.
Yeah, me too. I would also really love to know that information. And yeah,
that's all I got.
Yeah, me too. We're gonna go grill because I'm literally starving and fading away. So I hope y'all have a great rest of your week. Thank you for listening to this episode. Follow us everywhere that I asked you to earlier, and we'll see you next Thursday.
Thanks for listening, guys. Bye
bye.